In this bulletin, federal authorities optimistic Victoria will contain its coronavirus spike, COVID-19 cases pass 9 million worldwide, and in football, Australia's chance of hosting the next Women's World Cup gets a boost. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Federal authorities say they have confidence Victoria will bring the coronavirus spike in the state under control. The retightening of some COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria after several clusters of new cases has had effects around the country. The Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan, has used the Victorian outbreak as justification for not naming a date when he will reopen the state's borders. But Commonwealth Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the spike is not entirely unanticipated, and Victorian authorities are doing many things to combat the outbreaks.
We always expected to see some continuing cases in Victoria given the peak that occurred towards the end of last week. They are throwing every resource at this. Their public health response is extensive. There's substantial testing happening in those hotspot areas. They are tracing very large numbers of contact and are responding in a way that I have every confidence they are doing everything they can to bring these outbreaks under control.
Victoria had 16 new COVID-19 cases yesterday, bringing the total number of new infections in the state in the last 8 days to 176. The federal opposition is calling for a royal commission into the government's handling of its failed robo-debt scheme. The push for a national inquiry comes after hundreds of thousands of Australians were issued unlawful government debts totalling more than $700 million. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologised for any hardship caused by the error. The controversial system was ruled unlawful by the federal court last year. Robo-debt is now the subject of a class action challenge which could go to trial as early as September. The head of the World Health Organization says the response by world leaders to the coronavirus pandemic is now a bigger threat than the virus itself. It comes as COVID-19 cases worldwide passed 9 million. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has highlighted that it took over 3 months for the world to reach 1 million infections, but the most recent 1 million cases have spread in just 8 days. He says the world must unite to defeat COVID-19.
The greatest threat we face now is not the virus itself. It's the lack of global solidarity and global leadership. We cannot defeat this pandemic with a divided world. The politicization of the pandemic has exacerbated it. Ultimately, the pandemic has shown that we are one humanity. None of us are safe until all of us are safe.
Nearly 500,000 people have died from the virus, while more than 4.4 million have recovered. Tributes have been laid for the three victims of a deadly terrorist attack in the English town of Reading. History teacher James Furlong, friend Joe Ritchie Bennett and David Wales were killed in the stabbing attack. A 25-year-old man, believed to be the lone attacker, remains in custody. But officials say the motive for the assault is unclear. British Security Minister James Brokenshire says a police investigation is ongoing.
It's a shocking and callous act that we have seen in Reading, and our thoughts are very firmly with all of those who have been affected, who are grieving, who've lost loved ones. I do want to pay tribute to the work of the police and emergency services on that evening, and indeed members of the public, brave members of the public who supported them.
In football, Australia and New Zealand's chances of co-hosting the 2023 Women's World Cup have received a major boost, with Japan withdrawing its bid. Only two bids remain, the joint Australia-New Zealand bid and one from Colombia. The announcement as to who will win the hosting rights will be made on Friday morning. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers easing in Perth and 20, a possible shower in Adelaide and 16, showers easing in Melbourne, 15, rain and wind easing in Hobart, 14, partly cloudy in Canberra, 12, mostly sunny in Wollongong, 17, similar conditions in Sydney and 17, partly cloudy in Newcastle, also 17, mostly sunny in Brisbane, 20, sunny in Cairns, 27, and much the same in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hole.